All systems are operational.
Where Were You is brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine for traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
January 21st, 1963. In the news, Soviet Premier Khrushchev agrees to permit 2 or 3 on-site inspections a year in an effort to reach an agreement on a treaty banning nuclear tests. A new disturbing trend. Teenagers are getting high sniffing glue. In the Southwest, a 12-year-old girl went blind for 2 hours after attending a sniffing party given by 10 boys who had formed a glue club. Showbiz. Sybil Burton, wife of actor Richard Burton, says reports that he will marry Liz Taylor are ridiculous. She says she has no plans to divorce Burton.
I could fall in love.
At the movies, when a one-night stand results in a pregnancy, a musician and a young Macy's sales girl try to resolve the issue together.
You don't know who I am, do you?
Yeah, I was in a dance in Brooklyn this summer. I'm the mountain, right? It was a dance in the mountain. What do you mean I don't remember?
It doesn't matter. My name's Angela. I'm going to have a baby.
Congratulations.
Steve McQueen and Natalie Wood star in Love with the Proper Stranger.
You just don't walk up to a guy and tell him something like that.
Monday Night TV features The Dakotas, Ben Casey, I've Got a Secret, and The Andy Griffith Show. Tonight's episode, High Noon in Mayberry.
Now you listen to me and you listen good. Everything about that letter, the way it's written, the way it's folded, the way the envelope is sealed, everything about it says just one thing. R-E-V-E-N-G.
Revenge?
And on the radio, Paul and Paula jump from number 30 to 10 with Hey Paula.
Hey Paula, I want to marry you. Hey Paula.
I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1963.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where Were You?
TakeMyVoice.com.